This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we had a great story that was shared from our friend Alex Rich right after 4 o'clock before Sue's News with Ethan, because Sue wasn't here today. But Alex, who joins us on Wednesday afternoons, who's an IU alum, Indiana, played baseball at the University of Indiana. He literally snuck into the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. It was a legendary story. I can't say that Tom Ackerman did the same thing. Something tells me Tom had some actual tickets. He is the KMOX sports director. He is also going to host the Jack Buck Awards tonight, but Tom's going to join us with some reflections on the CFP and on that game in particular and just all the hoopla coming up at 5:24. There's a guy coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is interesting. Mark Allen's his name. I've known Mark for a long time. We're not particularly close, but he was a film critic when I was in the Critics' Choice Awards group, which, by the way, the nominations just came out last week and the Golden Globe nominations came out today. But Mark is from Sacramento, the ABC affiliate there, and I had no idea, but I'm tooling around on Facebook last week, and there's a post that comes up on his site that says that 10 years ago, he was arrested for a DUI, and he became friends with the officer who arrested him. He turned his life around. So he really had an amazing story to share, and he's going to join that story, or join us, and share that story at 5:30. I'll also have an audio cut of the day coming up. You know, a few years ago, I think we're getting to the third anniversary. I don't think it's the fourth. I think it's the third anniversary of Jamie Reed's piece in the Free Press that really exposed all this gender-affirming care nonsense here at Washington University and Children's Hospital. Luckily, it took a little while. It took the help of a couple of attorneys general in Eric Schmidt and Andrew Bailey, but that clinic finally closed down. And we got a lot of things kind of cascading at the same time across the planet with some of this gender nonsense kind of falling, you know, the house of cards falling down. Well, now there's more. And it, you know, the one thing about all these stories, and it's amazing to me that the gender activists don't get this, that they all have very similar themes and stories. If you listen to what we're about to tell you and you think about Jamie's piece that was in the Free Press a couple of years ago about how, and I like to point this one out because it's an extreme example. There was one young man that came in who was having sex with dogs, and the decision on the part of these brilliant gender-affirming care physicians was, hey, let's not check that kid's mental health. Let's hop him up on some puberty blockers and cut his penis off or something to that extreme. Maybe they didn't cut the penis off. Maybe they just considered cutting the penis off. Lior Sapir is with us. He wrote about some things relating to all of this in the Free Press last week. It got some attention. I'd like to shine a little bit more light on it. Lior, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
I'm doing well, Mark. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
This is, as you know, I kind of call us a little bit of ground zero on this gender stuff because of the story that I referred to with Jamie Reed being the whistleblower, and that really did draw a lot of attention to this. But you've got some videos here that you exposed last week with some folks that work in these clinics like the one that existed here in St. Louis, and some of the things that are caught on tape are just staggering and stunning, aren't they?
They are. These are videos that were obtained through a lawsuit in Alabama where the leading organization promoting so-called gender-affirming care for both children and adults, that's the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, it was ordered in that lawsuit to turn over all internal communications and videos from conferences related to it, how it developed its medical standards. And major revelations were published last year showing smoking gun evidence of a medical scandal. But there were other videos that were held and have not been released until Wednesday of last week, which is when my story in the Free Press came out and first discussed them.
So let's talk about a couple of videos. And I know you start in your story that was in the Free Press with the story of this person named Sky, who was described as an 18-year-old recent high school graduate who was living on his own for the first time, right? What happened there?
That's right. So Sky comes into the gender clinic at the Oregon Health and Sciences University. And Oregon is one of the most aggressive states in promoting and providing gender-affirming care to minors and to adolescents. And so Sky shows up at their clinic, and Sky reports being asexual, never having had sex, and having no desire to have sex in the future. And Sky actually said that he didn't want to have any pleasurable sensation, and he hoped he could that the removal of all erogenous tissue would be possible. He said he wanted to look like, quote, a Barbie down there.
Right.
Now, normally in these situations, when you get a young man who's never had sex and wants to just, delete his genitalia, so that's a major red flag. And, in normal times, psychologists would see that and say, okay, this young man clearly needs help. But in the world of gender medicine, everything is filtered through the lens of gender. And because Sky identified as, well, we don't quite know, could be non-binary, could be a eunuch, but because of he bundled this in as a gender identity, the clinicians just affirmed him. And he had two letters from mental health people clearing the way for his complete castration.
And in the meantime, you talk about this woman, Amy Pinkin, who's a social worker with the Transgender Health Program at the Oregon Health and Science University. And she's talking about this case involving Sky. And her takeaways, or at least one of her takeaways, is, look, you have requests for procedures like this that are growing in numbers, and we can't manage this. We need to have more of these surgeries. We need more experts that can do penile-preserving vaginoplasty, or however you pronounce it, all this stuff. They actually think it's not accessible as it should be. That's one of the missions.
That's correct. So they're seeing a very sharp rise in the number of young people presenting with identities that are neither male nor female and wanting to modify their bodies accordingly. And at the time, this was in this conference was held in 2021 when this video came out, or the video is from 2021. At the time, the WPATH did not have its most recent guideline that explicitly permits, in fact, recommends these types of procedures. And so one of the things that Amy Pinkin says on that video is, you know, we're getting all these requests, but these procedures are not in the guidelines. So therefore, we have to go outside of the guidelines, even though there's no recommendation, there's no formal recommendation, there's no evidence to support this stuff. It's basically whatever the patients want is what we should be providing.
Yeah, so they say their goal is to fulfill the embodiment of desires of their patients, whatever they may be, and doing this may require deviating from guidelines. That's not exactly how healthcare is supposed to work, I don't think, but that's what's happening here. They're just, as you pointed out, they're just winging it. That's the takeaway. That's frightening.
That's right. This isn't medicine. I mean, that is the central conclusion from lots of revelations that have come out in the last few years, including Jamie Reed. This whole area operates as if it's medicine. It tries to get insurance coverage. It tries to protect itself in lawsuits against age minimum laws. But one of the most interesting revelations from the videos that I watched, and this is hardly the first time that I've seen gender clinicians say this, is that when they speak to each other in private settings, when they think that the public is not listening, they say things that are very different from what they say to the general public. to regulators, to even to parents, because what they say to the public is this is medicine. It operates just like any other area of medicine. What we're doing is mental health care. These kids are going to be depressed or even kill themselves if they don't get these interventions. But when they speak to each other, they don't say that. They don't say that they're treating a mental health condition. In fact, they explicitly deny that there's anything wrong from a mental health perspective with these adolescents and young adults. And they don't even say that they're treating gender identity. They're just saying, we're just giving kids whatever body types they want.
Right. So here's an example from your piece. There's Haley Baines, who is at a children's hospital gender clinic, and they present a composite case at this conference in 2022. She describes a boy who's 13 years old, who identifies as non-binary, she, they pronouns, whose stated goals are, I want tits and I want my parts to still work. The boys and his parent, who also identified as non-binary, were both surprised to hear that hormones could compromise his future fertility. The clinical's team role, Baines explained, was to understand how impacts on fertility and the ability to have erections fit in within the boy's goals. When the boy responded, the 13-year-old boy, by the way, responded with c'est la vie, the parent who wanted biological grandchildren started crying. And the parent was also trans, is that what, or non-binary? That's what's also interesting in cases like this, yeah.
Yeah. So again, this is one of those cases where any responsible, sane clinician looks at a situation like this and says, this boy is clearly confused. He wants to have both male and female sexual parts. He wants both parts to work. And he doesn't, he doesn't care that he's giving up his future fertility. He thinks that he is neither male nor female. Something here is deeply wrong. And instead of offering kids like this counseling to try to get them back on track, there's an entire subspecialty of medicine with institutional infrastructure at places like prestigious academic hospitals like OHSU, who offer them hormones and surgeries instead of counseling.
Yeah, it's well, and again, that's what. Every time we talk about something like this, it just further vindicates what Jamie wrote in that piece from a few years ago. It all matches up whether you go to the Tavistock Clinic in the UK or some of the other things that have been exposed with detransitioners. The narrative is pretty similar now that it's being exposed, isn't it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is. It is. I mean, this area of medicine has a kind of an internal logic. And when you start to understand that internal logic, nothing is surprising anymore. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
The systematic dismantling of all safeguards. The fact that they let kids make their own medical decisions, and when parents are skeptical or say no, they twist their arms and threaten them that their kids are going to commit suicide if they don't consent. Anything that is normally a red flag for a mental health professional is just waved away. It's really tragic, but this is what's going on, in the United States and in other Western countries. And the videos that we've obtained through the Alabama lawsuit show this pretty clearly.
All right, Lior, one more area. I'm going to have you explain this one. Can you explain the standards of care that is described as UNIX with WPATH?
Right. So when most people hear UNIX, they think about a form of punishment that used to be imposed on men, or the castration of young boys in order to ensure that they could have a high-pitched singing voice. WPATH has redefined UNIX to be a type of person, a gender identity. And WPATH says that young children can know that they are UNIX from a very early age. And it has a special chapter in its latest standard of care dealing specifically with eunuchs and their desires for castration. And so one of the videos that I looked at, this specific video actually had been published before, but one of the videos that I looked at was from the relevant part of the WPATH conference where two of the authors of the eunuch chapter presented. And when they were asked, how do we get more doctors to come into this field, considering that doctors who are reluctant to perform these types of castrations may fear getting their license pulled because what they're doing is so radical. The authors of the eunuch chapter responded by saying, look, that's why we wrote this chapter in the standard of care, so that they could basically get cover from us, from WPATH, so that they wouldn't think that it's completely outside of normal medicine. So WPATH folks are admitting that they're writing recommendations in order to lure more gender doctors into the field.
What is the status of the case that this all kind of surrounds where the videos got released in discovery? That's still moving forward?
That case basically was resolved by another case which reached all the way to the Supreme Court. The Tennessee case, U.S. versus Scarmetti, was decided by the Supreme Court that basically states can constitutionally limit these interventions. So that had effects on Alabama, and so Alabama case is effectively over.
You can take a lot. We always talk about the fairness issue with sports. That's something obviously that comes to the forefront when I talk about these issues, or when other folks that have passion like Riley Gaines. I had Michelle Tafoya on last week. We talk about these things, but in this particular situation, I don't understand how anyone could read this or watch these videos or hear what people are saying and come away and say, yeah, that's what doctors should be doing. That's cool. That kind of fits the role. They went to school for 8 years to do this, to mutilate children.
I think that's right. I mean, the vast majority of Americans of whatever political persuasion, including liberals, when they actually see what's going on, when they hear gender clinicians speak, they say, no, this is wrong. This is not medicine. This should not be happening. The problem is that in policy debates and in the court of law, the folks who are gender clinicians or who defend the gender medicine field, they present different types of cases. They present, the child who has been identifying as the opposite sex for many, many years. And they say things like it's extremely rare that these kids are offered interventions. There's hours and hours of mental health assessment that they have to go through. It's just not true.
No, it's not true.
But they present a very different clinical picture to the public.
Great reporting in here. I don't know if I ever want to see these videos. Lior Sapp here, thank you so much for coming on. And the report obviously is in the Free Press. I'm a big fan of the FP.com. Thank you, Lior.
Thanks.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.